Kara, your phone rings.
The new one?
Yeah.
I answer it.
Miss Johnson? This is Dr. Von Natzi.
Oh, doctor. How are you this evening?
Well, things are going interesting, yeah?
Yeah?
We have something.
Where?
We have something, well, I may have a need for something.
What do you need?
An etheric transducer array.
Okay.
Do you know where I can get one on short notice?
What color are they?
Generally?
Yeah. Puce.
Occasionally they're brown.
Can I hear this over the phone?
Might
yes.
Be able to find you a brown one.
Thrift stores will have those colors. They're terrible.
Yeah, if you are not able to find the complete transducer array, I may be able to manufacture a new one.
Oh, from what?
Well...
It sounds like Paul knows where we could pick one up.
Ah, the Toreador, yeah?
Wait, he knows about Toreadors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
He met you.
He did, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I assume he just thought all vampires were kind of the same.
The vampire with the art and the brooding, yeah?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that one. if he is able to do this thing, yeah, I will be very, very happy. The etheric transducer array that I had was faulty.
Are you okay?
Yeah! All is well.
It will grow back.
Probably. Very probably.
Gunther has lost another arm.
I begin to understand why Gunther was objecting to the use of the etheric transducer array. I begin to understand this.
Oh.
It is temperamental.
Okay.
Highly temperamental.
So you need a good one.
Yeah, that would be... You hear a crash in the background. Yeah, that would be a very good thing!
What did he want to build it out of?
It's either brown or puce.
Is that the only requirement?
How long are they?
You hear a sound. It sounds like a Buck Rogers ray gun being fired. They vary between 18 and 36 inches in length and 4 inches in diameter.
Volume, density, conductivity...
Yeah, these things are somewhat variable for the etheric transducer array.
Okay.
They are never made out of cotton.
All right.
Okay.
They are only rarely made out of linen, and once in a while out of brick.
Would a cardboard and a metal filament work?
Nein! Only madmen would combine cardboard and the metal filament!
This is why I ask.
He hasn't made a lot of...
Yeah, you hear more shooting.
Okay, what are the best ingredients?
I have seen them made of bone.
Okay, what else?
Puce or brown bone.
Well, you paint them, yeah?
Duh.
You understand. You must paint them. One moment, please.
More crashing. You hear glass shattering, followed by several loud banging sounds. It sounds like someone's hammering on something.
Would stainless steel work?
Yeah! Yeah, it would work!
All right.
Zap. Sorry, there is a problem!
I hang up the phone. Okay.
Oh, good. Another quest.
Where do you want to keep that book?
In my satchel.
Safe. You want me to put it in a safe? All right.
He rings you back.
There is one possibility that would be better than all the others, yeah?
Yeah?
If you can acquire lupine bone, it would be of great assistance in creating the transducer array.
Really harping on this.
It is the only mechanical object that will work! Zap!
Okay.
You hear cursing in German, followed by the sound of what sounds like a guillotine lowering. He gets back on the phone.
Sorry.
Sorry, that was But that was the old times, to sir.
Oh.
I told you they were temperamental.
Well, give it a snack and put it to bed.
Yeah, I will try. Oh, for God's sake! Put that down! Crash.
Let's,
I've got nothing better to do until the sun comes up, so yes, let's help Dr. Von Nazi. But first, we're putting that
in a safe. Okay.
I step outside and, I don't know, are there any drivers just left there?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah. I'm sitting in one of the cars, open the door for you.
You can get in?
Yeah.
What are you two doing?